Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Newport, Rhode Island, and I'm at the NFA meeting. I'm with Michael Longwell, the president of Airbase Carpet and Tile Mart. Michael, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
I'm good. I have coerced you into doing this interview with me so you can give me a little bit of some feedback on how the members are doing. Before we get into that, though, let's first talk about Airbase. Tell us, how many stores do you have at Airbase now?
We have 12 stores in the Delaware and Pennsylvania area.
All right. And how many years have you been in business?
We're actually celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how are business conditions up there?
Pretty good. It always could be better. The hot weather lately has been waiting for that cold spell to get us going, but it's been pretty good.
So you expect another little wave of business here before the holidays?
Definitely.
Michael, one of your roles, I believe, at the NFA is that you're the vinyl chair. You kind of lead the group's look at products they should consider adding, right?
That's correct. As the NFA LVT vinyl chair, I'm charged with bringing in new vendors, committing to our existing top-tier vendors, and trying to make the products that they offer tailored to the group from either a exclusive private label situation or a price point that we can all get behind.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're basically in charge of the hottest category then, right?
Yeah, which is kind of funny because 10 years ago, I was always last on the agenda, and of course now I'm first, which is kind of fun.
All right. Okay, so on this two-minute drill, I know that at the NFA, they go around 42 members, and they ask them to spend 2 minutes talking about their business. The first question, I think, was, how's everybody doing so far this year? Tell us what you heard from that.
Yeah, everybody's doing pretty good. Everybody's optimistic. They've had a good year. I would say majority of the said they're in the 5 to 8% growth for this year so far. And their forecast for next year, they're kind of figuring the same.
All right, so 5 to 8% growth this year and the same for next year.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys were a little lower than that and some guys were a lot higher than that. So, but in general, it was about that.
Which is probably, you would say, is beating the market, wouldn't you?
I would think the NFA players are ones that are going to push the trend a bit more.
So on the accomplishments, that's another question they asked. What were some of the accomplishments that they were proud of?
I guess the highest number would be in the updating of the showroom category, lights, new sample displays, new flooring, a lot of updating of their showrooms, as well as some couple people with some new stores and some new showrooms. One of the other accomplishments that was really interesting was that everybody was talking about transitioning from that older tenured salesperson to newer millennial, younger people coming in and accomplishments of training them and bringing them into the industry, which is really exciting, which was really all we all need to do.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. And another question they asked, I think, is about product mix and what's hot this year. What kind of answers did you hear on that?
Well, of course, everybody was hot on the new on WPC and waterproof flooring. And the interesting thing, I guess, the tile was number two from the hot category. But WPC and LVT, everybody talked about how that was the growth.
All right. And when you say tile, you're talking about ceramic tile, right?
Correct. Ceramic and porcelain.
Yeah. I think it was also some people were talking about some new categories they'd been getting into, like, cabinets and stuff like that. Talk about that, if you would.
That question, the majority answers were in the countertop area. Okay. Most people, that was the number one thing that they're going to get into is countertops. And then it's followed by cabinets would be the second most product category that people are looking to get into new. I guess if you want to follow up with that, it would be the more people pushing into commercial, builder, multifamily, as well as sanding and finishing, too, as a tail end.
I interviewed Dave yesterday, and he was talking about the concern amongst the membership that with this shift from soft surface to hard surface, the life cycle of hard surface product is so much longer. So a lot of these ventures into divested products is to make sure that it's a business long term, right?
Yeah, we're all concerned about that. When are we going to see her again after she buys that hard surface flooring? We got to get her to come back. Right. Okay. We got to make the most of when she comes in.
All right, anything else in the area of crystal ball or growth for next year?
Oh, everybody's pretty optimistic. I mean, I think that's the exciting thing. I left the meeting hearing everybody being optimistic, and I'm contagious. So hopefully it'll be contagious for all of us. Everybody will win.
Are you leaving this meeting thinking you might do something different based on hearing some of this?
Personally, it confirms the trends and what I'm looking to do with my business. So, yeah, okay. I'm feeling pretty good leaving this meeting today.
All right, great. Well, Michael, thanks for spending time with us again. Been talking with Michael Longwell, the president of Airbase Carpet and Tile Mart, based up in Philadelphia and Delaware. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.